My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Luke 12:49-59. How to prepare for judgment, be reconciled. Chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel has been all about how to prepare for judgment. The right fear, the right priorities, being ready. And now in verses 49-59, being reconciled. In these verses we see three surprising aspects of Christ's purpose that compel us to be reconciled to God. Jesus came to bring fire, to be baptized, and to bring division. If you ask anyone why Jesus came, I doubt you would get those answers. I think they're a surprising description of Christ's purpose, yet they are his very own words. What does it mean then that Jesus came to bring fire? The Jewish understanding of fire was that it is the judgment of God. Jesus came to bring judgment then. How does that fit with what is said elsewhere? John 3:17, for example, says God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. These sentences at first glance appear contradictory, but they're not. This is just about emphasis. We're all subject to judgment because of our rejection of God, because of sin. Jesus came to save people from that judgment. By saving some of us, the rest are subject to judgment. In that respect, Jesus does judge some because he saves some. But his primary purpose is salvation, not judgment. Judgment is secondary. Certainly his first coming was primarily about salvation, and his second coming, at that time, the judgment will happen. What about Jesus coming to be baptized? Luke 3:21-22 describes his baptism, so he's already baptized. What's this about then? Romans 6:3-4 helps us understand this better. It says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." When Jesus speaks of his baptism then, he's speaking of his death. The word baptism means to be immersed. You could say a ship that has sunk has been baptized. It's been immersed in water. Jesus will be immersed in death. The thought of his death distressed him. Not just at the cross, not just at Gethsemane when he sweated blood as he contemplated it, but during his life, even as mentioned here in these verses in Luke 12. As the God-man considered his purpose, his baptism, his death, it distressed him. But he was resolute in his purpose. He came to save sinners, and this was the way, to pay the price for their sin with his own death. As he who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. But for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Some might say all roads lead to God, yet surely God would not have put his Son through that distress and death if there were another way. To say so is to make light of the distress of the Messiah. Lastly then, Jesus came to bring division. This is strange. Isn't Jesus the Prince of Peace? Well, yes he is, but the peace he offers is on his own terms, and most reject it. The Jews misunderstood the peace offered by their Messiah. They thought peace would come merely out of Israel's supremacy as a nation, with God on their side. But the peace Jesus brings is reconciliation with God through faith in Christ Jesus. This was always the peace that God spoke of, as Isaiah 57:21 affirms. There is no peace for the wicked. And at the time of Christ, most of Israel was wicked, rejecting their Messiah and the peace offered by him. This peace that Jesus brings division, those who accept it and those who don't, the righteous against the unrighteous, believers against unbelievers, faithful against unfaithful. It is an eternal division that has an impact here and now, even down to the most intimate human relationships, the family. In Luke 12:49-59, there are these three surprising aspects of Christ's purpose. Jesus comes to bring fire, that's judgment. Jesus came to be baptized, that's his death. And Jesus came to bring division. In the remaining verses, Jesus uses two illustrations to compel us to be reconciled to God. First, read the signs. Just as Jews might read the signs in the sky to determine the weather, Jesus urges them to read the signs in his coming. The miracles, the teaching, the fulfillment of prophecy. Read the signs, he's saying. Here I am. Repent and be saved. The second illustration, while God offers you peace, while you have the opportunity, take him up on the offer before it's too late. There are no half measures with the Messiah, in or out. Which are you? What is the evidence in your life? Where are your priorities? Are you with Christ and his people? Or looking at your life, do you appear to have sided with outsiders? Are you flirting with Christ? It will not end well. Instead, be committed to him and his people. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenevaec.com. That's contact@kenevaec.com.